It's the wonderful Washington Post. Yes, named after the newspaper. The Washington Post March by John Philip Sousa, one of the many patriotic songs we'll hear. There is no, by the way, you don't have to just play them on July 3rd or 4th. There is no statute of limitations to good stuff like that. And I'm laughing this morning because a friend on social media was posting something about old stuff from Canada. And there was a song on there where they had taken This Land Is Your Land by Woody Guthrie and Canadianized, if that's a word, the lyrics. And, you know, This Land Is Your Land from Bonavista in the Maritimes to Vancouver Island. He said, this shouldn't be done. This is kind of a sacrilege. And I thought it made me laugh. Why am I laughing at that? Because what did we do with our national anthem? It was a British drinking song. My Country 'Tis of Thee. It's like their national anthem, you know. You know, the Queen, you know, the whole, oh, come on. You know, whatever works. And boy, this republic has worked now for 242 years. I want to welcome in our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com for the podcast at Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning and happy Independence Day one day early.
Well, same to you. And this is a great day to celebrate. I always make a comment, and my parents did, and I'm sure for many generations. Many flaws, but the strengths are so amazing and the opportunities that we really can thank God, thank the world, thank whatever it is, timing that we do live in these United States, very much so.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory of the 4th growing up?
Actually, quite a few. Just growing up, we did family activities. We'd go to a park. We would just spend time together, watch some fireworks. But it was more of a family get-together, celebration of the family, you know, my dad's family from Italy. There was a lot of, you know, feelings. My dad always said if we ran Italy, we wouldn't have left, and every opportunity we've had here in the United States. I mean, hard work.
Yeah, no kidding.
Move forward. My dad always, the other one too, you know, you work hard if you want to have a good living, you know, that's what you do, or try to get ahead. Each generation, you try to move forward and do the best you can. That's kind of the way that America works.
My favorite growing up were at my godfather's house, and he brought his parents who had moved from Italy to the U.S. in New York, and then he brought them out. Classic, you know, he bought the house across the street from his own, for mom and dad. Classic.
Right.
And up
that
behind him, to backing up to his mom and dad's property, was the church play yard and the school and then the parish up on the hill, one direction down, two synagogues across the street, the other side, a lot of Italian families, and they're at the crest. So we would shoot fireworks, and my godfather and my dad would compete on to who could get the most ridiculous amount. We'd shoot them toward the church, and we had to go with my godparents' kids. We had to clean up the junk later because you don't want the priests getting mad. But then we would watch the City of Seattle fireworks from the crest of that hill after ours were done. Ours was the preamble. Theirs was the main event. Those were pretty good 4th of Julys, I got to tell you.
Sounds wonderful. It'd be good if we could go back in time and kind of relive some of those, but
well,
at least we have the memories and we can relive them.
We got the memories, and of course, we're looking to the future. And the idea of not procrastinating. My bride this morning sent me a text a little while ago. She said, everything's ready for dinner tonight. I did this, this, this. And I'm like, boy, she got all this done before 6 a.m. I got to marry this woman again. She didn't. Now, that's the mundane, but procrastinating could really get into people's psyche, and it can hold you back in so many ways.
Well, that is true. You know, I want to begin this with an interesting quotation I ran into, which was from Francis Bacon, and we know as a philosopher from back in Britain,
right,
in 1561, 1626. But I ran into this quote that just caught my attention. Begin doing what you want to do now. We are not living in eternity. We have only this moment, sparkling like a star in our hand and melting like a snowflake. And I think that that is a remarkably good way to put that time is so critical. And procrastination is normal. Everyone does it to a certain degree. It's basically avoiding or delaying something that we want or need to do. And I think when people often say, and many people have come to my office over the years saying, oh, I procrastinate, what can I do? And I just say, well, you know, it's a choice and it's a habit. And they'll kind of look at me because procrastinators don't think that. They think it's just something that happens that they can't control, that they're like a leaf blowing in the wind. And I make the comment, working with them also, that, you know, you have to look at what are your habits. When do you work most productive in a day? Try to identify that.
Sure.
Then you have to identify what is important. because often procrastinators want to do 10 things at once and don't get any of them done because they don't prioritize things. So you have to prioritize what you're going to do. Your best to start a day with what you're going to do that day and then start working with it, you know, one at a time, and breaking large projects into smaller ones, reward yourself as you progress, you know, this type thing. But always be keeping in mind that, you know, another one I like is, you know, Abraham Lincoln's, you can now escape the responsibility of tomorrow morning by evading it today. And a lot of anxiety and tension in people's lives occurs because when they're procrastinating, they're keeping themselves under constant anxiety and tension. And if you say, well, that's really a choice, they say, well, it's not a choice. I want to do it, but I just can't do it. And I say, well, you're saying that there's something inside of you that doesn't allow you. Well, once you accept the fact you do have control and you can do move forward, then you will be taking more control, you know, of yourself. So if you want to reduce anxiety and reduce tension and reduce sometimes other people getting mad at you or impacting negatively on your job or your future, you're going to have to be able to prioritize and move forward and separate things that you want to do and things that you have to do. And even if you procrastinate on both of them, somehow start focusing on things that you have to do, whether it be your work, whether it be your relationships, whether it be things that just have to move forward in life in terms of progress, that type of thing. So that's kind of what the issue is for the procrastinators. But it's amazing how procrastinators find things that can slow them down, that can stop them from doing what they have to do, when actually they have to realize that, look in the mirror, that is the person who's causing your procrastination. Hard for people to accept those.
Well,
days.
Of course it is, along with other things. But, you know, and it's good, I think, to know when procrastination, and I won't say it's a good thing, but on certain items, maybe someone comes to you with a rather weighty problem and it involves maybe their personal life. And when they ask for your advice, and, you know, it's, some things are good to, you know, I can't answer this quickly. I need to think on it. And that's not procrastination. That's just being thoughtful.
That's not procrastination.
Right.
That's actually good judgment. Because if it's a weighty question with a weighty response that could really have an impact on somebody, you are best to think about it and think about the possible consequences.
Exactly.
Of what you know, just for one example, a spouse comes to you and says, you know, I'm really mad at my spouse. I'm thinking of leaving. And say, well, go ahead. That'll teach him. I mean, that really is not.
No, not good.
Not being helpful.
And then you look down and you say, well, let's see, was asked for advice, gave advice, check that box, move on. Nope, not the way to handle that. But
no.
there are things you can get, to, you know, and there's, you know, we talked to the eminent man from the University of Texas.
Yes.
From the military,
right.
Who said, well, you know, start the day. How about making your bed
and working from there?
Why put that off? Get that done. Suddenly it seems easier to go around that bed, go out the door, and seize the day. Carpe diem. I think he has a point about that.
And that little book that he wrote is so good because it really, you start the day every day on a habit, something that you do. And if once you get in the habit of starting your day doing something, it's much easier to carry forward and get some consistency. But you will find that successful people are people that complete activities,
sure,
complete things. And people that aren't successful are those that are in the middle of 100 things. I'm not talking about the ADHD, because even if a person has what we call the problems with focus, persons with problems with focus still can focus on things that are really critical to them, and then they learn to use this more energy they do have to get things completed. That's kind of a little off from the topic today, but I think everybody has the ability to not procrastinate or procrastinate less, or if you are procrastinating, have a reason like, okay, I really ought to be for another hour working, but I'm going to take a half hour off, I'm going to relax, and then go back at it with a lot of energy. Because I think if we use guilt, we won't help ourselves, because there are times we just need a break. We need to take a few
minutes. Sure, but what you just described was having a plan, though. You weren't just saying, I'll deal with that another time. What other time? I don't know. That's not a plan. No, saying I'm going to take an hour off, and after the hour I'm going to pick up here and do X, Y, and Z, that is a plan.
That is a plan.
That's okay. And you should take breaks. even if they're just, you know, mental health breaks, right? Just to
I completely agree. The thing that is amazing, if you're just talking with people about procrastination, most people are aware of what the problem is, but it's amazing how many cannot handle it in themselves. And it's really prioritizing, it's habits, it's deciding what we're going to do. And remember, people that say that they procrastinate because they always end up getting things done, that may be true, but there are going to be people getting ahead of them and work in other places that got the important things done right on time, and what is left is often not the most important things or the things that are going to help you advance in life. So let's stop procrastinating, let's make good decisions, and enjoy the satisfaction of completion of activities that we say we're going to do. And I still believe that the daily list before the day starts of what you want to accomplish, not as a rigid rule, okay, but as something to give you some direction and to try to have you help move forward and lead a happy life and have a lot less stress, anxiety, and actually end up having a lot more success in life, because people like people that get things done.
Does it count if the box to check, I just say, get through the next 3 hours on this show, and I check that. If I can do that, does that count? Does that count as having a plan?
Listen, you always do well. You have a whole gallery in a positive way of people you meet with, you talk to, you do your homework, you sort out what you're doing. Yeah. So you don't seem to procrastinate, because anytime I hear you interview, you seem very ready with questions and some knowledge. That's really a compliment, Dave. Most people really, I don't see doing that. I really find
I'll take the compliment. Thank you for it as a kindness and run. But I also say, ignore that man behind the curtain, okay? Just like they did in The Wizard of Oz.
Our good friend,
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing at drjohnb.com is where the podcast will be shortly. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today and get some things done today.
Happy
then enjoy tomorrow.
To
enjoy tomorrow. The 4th, 1320, morning wake-up coming back, WILS.